How we measure the tum of the city. So first we have to measure the city, and once we're finished with the city, then we start measuring 2,000 amas. The city we always make into a square. Now the average city is not a square, so we square it off, and if you have like on one side a row of buildings that are sticking out, let's say to the east, so we're going to make a whole square around that. We're going to look at it as the whole eastern side of the city has become wider. Case in Maram Mitzah Harim. How do we broaden the city? Shaloshin Ma'abram is like a woman who's pregnant has become wider by the fact that she has an Uber. So also the city gets wider. Bayis Nichnas Bayis Yotze. If you have houses at the, let's say on the eastern side of the city, that some are further out to the east and some are further in. So we go by the outermost house, as long as it's within a little bit more than 70 amas of the rest of the city. Pogam Nichnas, Pogam Yotze. The same thing, if you have some type of protrusion from the wall, you go by the end of the protrusion and you count from there. If there were some type of houses that already are not really functioning, but the people can't live in there, they're starting to fall apart, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall and people are still living there, that's good enough. The same as gesharim, if you have bridges that have, I guess, a room for a watchman in it, or in the fashas, it's a binyan near a grave. Any of these places, sheshan deisira, that there was somebody that used to live it near it, either to watch over things or whatever it may be. But lamaisa, someone was living there, that's considered a dwelling place, even though it's not a classic type of house. Hosina to be the connector, and when we measure, then, as we said, it's one point on the eastern side that this is sticking out, then we just draw a line to the east, north-south, opposite the point which is sticking out the most. That stretches out the city to the extent of the protrusion in that direction. And then we make the city into like a square plate. And the bottom line is, like we said before, the goal is to make the city into a square, and if we have protrusions of houses, or even these houses which are not standard living quarters, but somebody is living over there, and as long as they have walls around them, then we look at that as being the end of the city in that direction, and we draw a straight line up either north, south, or east, west, depending on which direction we're talking about, against that line, and square off the city. And this way we gain the corners. Now if you make the city into a circle, the tchum is a little bit less. If you make it into a square, it becomes the corners of the square around the city. And then for that square, you measure the tchum.